This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Thousands of volunteers have been helping the victims of Superstorm Sandy clean up and rebuild along the coast of New Jersey and New York. Most of the workers say they enjoy helping out. But for one group in particular, such work seems to address a real need for a sense of mission. Military veterans have turned out in the hundreds to lend a hand. On this Veterans Day, we bring you a story from NPR's Quill Lawrence. He met former troops who say that volunteering helps them as much as it helps victims of the storm.
Hurricane Sandy hit Rockaway Beach, Queens, with the worst combination of elements, flood and then fires caused by the wind and waves. The neighborhood is still dark, with too many sodden wires and downed trees to restore electricity. A group of Afghanistan and Iraq vets are chainsawing a huge spruce tree hung up on the wires in front of Sammy McFarland's house off Rockaway Beach Boulevard. He and his family stayed through the storm, watching in fear as the water rose and fires leveled scores of homes. Now McFarland is trying to get his house back in habitable shape with plenty of help.
They are volunteers. They're doing great work for the grace of God and the country, and we really appreciate their work.
This particular group, most of them combat vets, sees camping out in a disaster zone differently. They love it, and they almost need it.
8 of us broke off. We slept in a church last night on the second floor that we converted, just like we would in Afghanistan.
Kyle Murphy served as a combat medic near Kandahar last year. Now he's one of hundreds of volunteers for a group called Team Rubicon. Two veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan founded Team Rubicon after they discovered that working in disaster aid was a lot like working in war zones. In a good way. Ford Cypher did 5 deployments in Afghanistan and Iraq with a U.S. Army Ranger Regiment. Now he's a regional director for Team Rubicon.
It's become a passion and a career path that has fulfilled me, you know, beyond my years out of the military. It was really what I was looking for without ever knowing it.
Cypher said he hadn't planned to join any sort of veterans group when he got out.
But I knew I was missing something. You know, I took different contract jobs. I was in school. But there was just the applied, the working with a group of individuals that you could trust at all times, whose actions you could just predict.
Cypher says getting back into a chaotic environment with a clear and worthwhile mission, it helps with the transition to civilian life better than any therapy. And plenty of vets say they need that pretty bad. Kyle Murphy, the combat medic, is helping clear out a flood-damaged basement. He doesn't mind the manual labor. Anyhow, at the moment, he can't get a job that lets him use his medical skills. They don't translate into civilian qualifications.
You know, I did 8 chest tubes, you know, 51 intubations in Afghanistan. You come back to the U.S., I'm not even allowed to give an IV. I can't do anything.
He plans to go to school and get qualified as a paramedic. But in the meantime, he's volunteering for as many relief missions with Team Rubicon as he can.
Working with Marines again and Army and Air Force, it's almost as gratifying as working out over there.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News, New York.